tonight. At 901, it's clubbing time. Haven't paid for a drink since 85. That's Perrier and French white wine. When I rock the mic, you best stay home with your Fisher Price and Mr. Microphone. You're coming through mono, I'm in stereo. Boy, don't you know this a one girl show? I only rock at night. Champagne and neon lights. I'll be your new heartache until the morning breaks.
Mr. Blue.
Kisses, or do you ever send a full stop?
Do you know where the wild things go? They go along to take your honey. Way down how we build our breakfast down and say, my love, love. She's morphine.
Hello, hello. Hello. I don't know if anybody can hear me. I'm not hearing myself on the mic. Is this
Turn down the that, yeah.
It's off, but hello. I don't know if they can hear us live right now. But we are hello. Currently trying to. Do you hear yourself, Tuna, or no?
I do not. No.
Huh. Interesting. Well, let's go back to
music
of some sorts. I will play some.
Bring it to my home. You don't have to worry. I won't do you no harm. Bring it on home. Yeah. I bring it to Jerome. I bring it on home. I bring it to Jerome.
folks. Sorry for
all that. This is our first show. This is the first rendition of Simpology, so it's
yes.
It's gonna take a learning curve. But we just wanted to mention that this is, you are listening to 91.5 FM WFMF, and bear with us as we figure this out for the first time. From then on, it'll be smooth sailing. Trust me.
Yeah, sorry about that, folks. All right, we'll get back to you soon with more music of our choice. Right now, we're kind of running on automatic. But, yeah, thank you.
You're the heat that I know. Listen, you are my son.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay. I can hear myself.
You can hear yourself?
Yeah. Can you hear yourself too now?
I can hear myself. Yeah. Okay. So, I guess the aux cord decided to severely malfunction on our first showing. Aux 2, rip. You had a good run. Maybe combined 4 minutes.
Basically, everything that could go wrong has been going wrong.
Yeah. This is great. So. This will definitely be brought up in subsequent meetings with whoever runs this. I guess we can just talk for most of the time and then oh boy, it's 3 a.m. We can talk, but we could try again at a later 3 o'clock time to fix this forsaken cord. So James, what was it like waking up at 2:45 a.m. for this really successful show?
It was all the hype and more. I was went to bed around 11:30, 12.
It was very early for you.
Very early, yes. And I was like, all right, we're going to get a big following, a big audience. So I was like, I'll hit the hay. And set my alarm. And
what time you set your alarm for?
I set it for around 2:40, 2:45.
Okay. So my FaceTimes.
I woke up to a FaceTime from you. Yes.
Oh, good. And so, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. It was a good wake up call. And now we are here. Campus is, as I expected, very quiet. I did run into some people walking over here. Yeah. As I was leaving Stratton Hall, people were coming in, and my sense of time was just completely off because I felt like I was just waking up, but it was the middle of the night.
Yeah. I haven't gone to bed yet.
Have you not gone to bed
no,
yet?
No, I've been reading, I would say. Yeah, I've been reading. Rights and American Foreign Policy has kept me up for a while.
Wow, that's some dense reading for late night reading.
For 2 a.m. It's quite rough.
Wow. I heard that you came in here with a 13-hour playlist too, all condensed in 1 hour.
Thank God I could play all 13 hours of it. Yeah, no, exactly. I'm really happy. It's the playlist is titled Simpology which is the name of our show, but it's basically just sad boy hour music. If the hundreds of thousands of listeners want to know what was on this playlist, just a little taste. Little sad boy hour taste. City of Stars, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone, mixed in with some Changes by XXXTentacion, and Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, which is what I want to do right now because of the aux cord.
It's quite tragic.
As aforementioned, is deciding it wants to die right now.
We hope that we can get back to you with some more music. We'll try and do some troubleshooting.
Yeah.
But we are, again, very new at this. we have about two sessions under our belt, and we are dealing with some veteran level issues in the studio.
Yes, this requires the handicraft of two masters, which we are nowhere near the level of. Actually, I'm almost tempted to call non-emergency TUPD because
TUPD might need to barge in here, right?
Now. Yes, we require severe assistance.
Yeah. It's funny. We had a backup and we had some music that was playing from the desktop. That yeah, was already yeah. pre-played music,
and that also decided to stop.
The aux wasn't working, and now our bass line is not even working. So we really have
We're on plan C right now, and you know how in movies when plan A goes to holy moly, and you're like, yeah, I know.
I'm getting texts too. From people.
Yeah, I'm getting hate mail right now. When plan A goes to holy gosh and then you go to plan B, well then in the movie it's always like, oh, all right, plan B, of course that's gonna work. Well, guess what? Sometimes in life, plan B doesn't work either.
So
plan C is necessary, and guess what? There is no plan C here. This is plan C. Us talking for the next 40 minutes is plan C.
We can't have any dead air on the show. So
absolutely none. This is a respectable, professional, on all accounts, radio show. Simpology again for those tuning in at 3:20, but we're too tired to tune in at 3 a.m.
Yes.
You know, maybe now's a good time to troubleshoot this bad boy.
I think, yeah. Tuna, if you want to start going over on this board, I can talk a little bit. You try and troubleshoot.
All right. So you want me to cut my mic and you can talk a bit?
No, I mean, whatever works best for you. I think, how about we try turning this, let's see if our baseline music starts working again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll, my mother just said she's listening.
Oh, hello. Oh, my gosh. My sister is listening as well.
Oh, God. This is like the Hindenburg.
All right. Everybody, the whole family's listening. And we,
there it is.
And we, okay, our baseline music is not working.
No, not even slightly.
Huh.
Maybe, what is this? This
baby?
Yeah, that doesn't even, that's not even, that's just.
That's, I don't know what that.
There's nothing there. That, like, I click something that looks like a play kind of button. That it doesn't even, there's no response to it. It's just, it's blank space. Okay. I guess we're going to not, also Amanda Butler, she goes to Yale University.
Shout out Yale.
She's a close high school friend. She is asking for a shout out.
Amanda Butler, thank you for tuning in. We're sorry that we couldn't come with some better tunes. But I guess we appreciate everybody listening as we figure out this first little debacle.
All right. This next song I'm going to try, because, you know, the music that was given to us isn't working, so might as well try the harder thing. Is the song is called Falling for You by Peachy and MXM Tune. It's a shout out to my
God bless
Oakland born, Oakland raised, as they say, you know, the 510, that is near where I'm from, but you know, I associate myself with the 510. And a shout out to my mother. She texted me that just now. That's all I'll say about that. So here, let's try Falling for You by Peachy and MXM Tune.
All right, folks. Glad you guys got that moment of silence, because again, this music is just not playing.
This is a disaster. I feel like if we brought in a professional right now, they even would have no idea what to do. Like, this is like Chernobyl. This is like, I mean, in the TV show, but also in real life. But I only know the TV show because, you know, I wasn't alive when the real thing occurred. This is like the when all the scientists, they're just like, what just happened? Just happened? We are top minds in the world on nuclear reactivity, and we have no idea what just happened.
Well,
that's what would happen if someone came in who knew how to work this thing, because this is beyond science.
I will say it was fun having a show. I know we will definitely not be invited back.
Yeah, this is today. No, I think if we blame the right people,
we can make it work. But
I guess this is gonna be 36 minutes of
get comfy.
Yeah, get comfy listening to the sound of our voices, and not any of Kevin Parker of Tame Impala. That was a potential. Johnny Cash, you could have heard that. I was gonna play maybe some ASAP Rocky. That might have been pretty cool, or some Still Woozy, another Oakland shout out. Yeah, that would have been great for your ear, for your head top. But that's just not gonna happen.
Yeah,
tonight.
Let's see. Maybe we can nail one thing. If you guys try calling in, maybe we can have a little conversation.
Yeah.
The time.
If one of you wants to call in to let me read the number, which is, by the way, calling in is by far the hardest part.
If we can nail
nail that part, then we can do anything. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible for sure.
Let me read out the number to all three of our listeners at the moment.
Yes. We can also. And I just want to give a shout out to my sister, Catherine Graham, who is giving me a play-by-play of what it is like being on the other side, hearing all of this. Catherine, thank you for listening. Catherine is actually, fun fact, she works at the radio station in Princeton, and
where's that?
It's in, I believe, Princeton, New Jersey. Could be.
Oh, Princeton is that a university?
It could be. It's small. Gotcha. I think.
Cool. Well, that's interesting.
But
I never heard of it. But
yeah. So shout out. We have a phone. We have somebody calling in. All right, Tuna. Here is the moment of truth.
All right. This is.
Bear with us.
This will be tragic.
Bear with us. We just have to. I'll be quiet now while Tuna figures this out.
Hello, you are on the air. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes.
Who is this? Could you please state your name and state your citizenship status in America?
My name is Limor
Margalit.
Oh.
Limor Margalit.
We have Margalit in the studio. Here we go.
Limor Margalit, do you think you could potentially fix the current issues that we are having?
Which kind of issues we are talking about?
Basically everything you could think of at this current moment. That is, it's an array of issues. I don't think I could pinpoint one issue. Kind of sounds like our lab reports.
A little bit, yeah. It seems to be.
I don't think I can fix any of them, but I'm glad to talk about them.
Oh, interesting. Great. Are you taking the therapist role?
No.
But thank you. Well, I will say I'm proud that we were able to nail the call in.
Yes, we.
All Tuna right there. So. Mm.
James will get it next time.
Hopefully. We'll see.
Limor, how's your night been?
My night has been very good. Is that a talk show only? There's music?
It is an impromptu talk show now. We're going to be playing a lot of music.
But. Yeah.
Okay. What is the main topic you guys are talking about tonight?
Trials and tribulations of having a radio show.
The first show, many things to come, any expectations?
Yes, I think we're exceeding.
Any world politics?
No, sorry. I should have mentioned this before we put you on air. Politics are not allowed to be discussed on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Please.
Sports is a possibility.
Depends what you want to talk about. depends what you what you'd like to discuss.
I heard the Yankees.
The Yankees. Well, we are in enemy territory.
The Yankees and the Boston Red Sox in a Boston town, right?
Yeah, I mean, we took a survey of our current listeners, and 100% of them are Red Sox fans.
Yes.
So it might be dangerous to talk about the Yankees, but, you know, if you want to, go for it.
May I ask how many listeners you guys have this night?
I can't pinpoint an exact number, but our data says...
We'll be modest and say about 17,412.
Right, yeah, now. Yeah, give or take five. I can't.
It's a whole other...
Yeah, that's impossible. I wish... If you put one of them on, I could maybe try my hand at the language, but...
the language.
Okay.
So how often are you guys putting a song in?
Yeah, we're back to the music.
We can try it again.
That might increase the amount of listeners.
I think we're going to end this call soon, if I know how.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I don't think we ever learned how to end the call.
that was not in the training. I think they just expected the calls to last the entirety of the show, which is 28 minutes left, so that's not happening.
We are cruising through this.
I think... dear Father, I might be putting you to rest in a second with this button press. So
I will go to sleep. It was very it was a lot of fun talking to you guys. Have a great show.
Thank you very much.
And if you put the song, dedicate one for me.
I will play "Mi Mama Kim" by Idan Reichel if it works.
That's not a bad choice.
I'll try, but it probably won't work. Just a little heads up. Anyways, good night. Farewell.
Okay,
I love you.
Bye.
Wow. Very sweet guy.
Very sweet guy. I have no idea who he is, but very sweet guy.
So
now we have to read a PSA. I'm going to talk a little while James finds a PSA that he'd like to read.
Yes, folks.
Maybe try to find one that's relevant to the 3:30 a.m.'s time.
Yes, I'll
something
see.
That might, be pertinent at this this current hour.
Let's see if we can find a good PSA.
Maybe there's a PSA on how to, use the equipment. Oh, there's another call.
Oh, wait, are we getting a call? I didn't see the phone. Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna, guys, there's another call. The PSA will have to hold for a sec. Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Who is this?
Oh, very familiar
Hi,
voice.
Catherine.
Catherine who?
Catherine Graham.
Oh, awesome.
There we go. Ooh. Catherine Graham.
This is Catherine Graham from, was it the University of the College, Princeton College?
Yes.
Yes, that one.
Gotcha.
Yes.
I just wanted to call it in the... So is this
going to
be like a talk show, or are you guys
going to
play music?
Do you like a cappella?
We could do a little rendition.
I've seen so much of a fan. Never say never. Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. Catherine, we are, as I mentioned earlier, my sister, who is currently on the line, is also a radio host at her school. And she has been a veteran now, probably. Do you have two semesters on your belt now?
No, I only have one-ish. I just did my 18th show, though.
18th show. Wow. Okay.
Wow. Can you imagine doing this 18 more or 17 more times?
we'll perfect it by that point. Hopefully, by that point, we should probably get at least one song.
Yeah, at least one song, even halfway played.
But yeah, any tips, tricks? Well, how do you think we're doing on our first time around?
Wait, I just have questions. What exactly is going wrong with the aux?
So we have our aux channel, right? We turn it on, we turn the music on, it's connected, but absolutely no music is playing. And during our training session, it was working perfectly
crystal
fine.
Clear. Crystal clear. Crystal clear. I think there was a moment where it played, and it might be like the orientation of the chord within the computer jack, but if I'm going to be honest, I think it just keeps cutting out because I like slight movement in the aux chord.
Yeah.
This honestly looks like it was the first aux ever made. So well, I don't really know why.
Catherine, I'll send you a picture of what it looks like.
Let me.
Awesome.
Here.
I mean, just it wasn't like it was only cutting out like, okay, yeah, it was cutting out, but like, you got some songs in there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, we got a good. I think 2 or 3 songs.
You know, after we hang up and do a PSA, we'll try for the second to last time tonight to play a song.
Yeah.
But, do you have any suggestions on what might work on an aux chord that is severely malfunctioning? What might revive it?
What might revive the night? You could play 4 AM by Grimes. It's almost 4 AM.
Oh, that's actually that's get in the groove. I like that. Interesting.
Or you could play Oblivion by Grimes. That's like, I feel like you would probably like that song more.
It's more mainstream. Yeah, I can see a 61 million Spotify streams versus 5.
Well, you
know me, Catherine. I only listen to songs that are popular. I am but a lamb.
Yeah.
Well, can you not play music from like?
No, Catherine. Wait, this is actually gonna be a problem once we get off air. We are supposed to put it on automatic, so there's no.
We're staying here for 24 hours.
we're gonna have to stay here until somebody comes in.
It's a telethon, baby.
So that will be quite a problem.
That's if you play music from the computer. It's the automated playlist.
Yeah, there's a built-in system where like once you leave the show, if like nobody's going on after you. You know how you just play like music on like just like music that's on the studio. And so like that's what was playing when we first came in and what we hypothetically but that aspect is completely out the window as well now. So
wait, why is that aspect completely out the window?
It literally, the music just stopped playing on us. Like the auxes aren't working and Tuna has it pulled up now. The system is, it's just, does it say that music is playing? Like, does it say?
Hey, wait, don't say anything. Let's have a moment of, let's have a 5 second moment of silence to see if the vocals still keep moving after I stop talking right now. No, okay,
Well, that's because the channel wasn't on, dude.
Okay, well, you want me to try that?
Yes. Excellent. Wow. Catherine, have you any stories from your first few radio shows? Have you ever had
I
any?
I do. Do you want to hear about my like very first one?
Yes, let's hear about your very first experience.
It was like totally fine and
thank you.
Like whatever. And I got the caller that was really nice and stuff.
You know, it actually went really well.
But the way that it didn't go well was after I was done, so they had told me that to put on, so like the automated playlist we have, like the software is called like Radio DJ, and so like to put on Radio DJ, I thought that you just had to like open the program on the computer.
Oh, I got a fire playlist. Nobody's hearing it. Oh, that's a tragedy. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, there's always next time.
Yeah, right. Yeah, better luck next time. I was thinking.
Wait, do you guys have can you play CDs?
I was literally just about to say maybe we can try and move a CD or even records to play. I don't know.
Do you guys have CDs and records there?
We do. Wait, I think we might have CDs.
Wait, then you should totally be able to do that.
There's a solid chance that the entire side of my father's family in Israel will call in about 5 seconds.
Oh my God, we're getting Israel to call in.
Oh, good God.
You ready to go?
Well, actually, we're pretty successful with the phone calls. Yeah, that being said, we do have to do a PSA, otherwise we're going to get kicked off our show. So, Catherine...
No, you don't have to do a PSA.
We have to.
They make us do it every hour. They have to have.
Do they?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
But,
all right. If you wanna stay on the line while we do this PSA, you're more than welcome to.
Yeah.
Also, it's quick.
Okay.
We do understand it's a late night. Have you gone to sleep? Did you wake up for this or?
Actually, no.
You've been awake.
I was doing some random stuff, and then I was like, I'll just stay up till 3.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Do you have a busy day tomorrow?
Yeah, that'll
be fun. Okay.
Do you have a busy day tomorrow?
Thankfully, no. One of my classes got canceled because the professor's daughter was sick. So.
One of my classes got canceled because the professor got the flu.
No way. Oh, I'm telling you, there's a lot going on right now with illnesses and such.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you see, Catherine, first case of coronavirus has hit New Jersey. You see that?
Oh.
So.
It's only been a matter of time.
Yeah, right? Soon enough.
Yeah.
Once we hit spring break, it'll be a debacle.
Yeah, we just tried being.
All right, let me read one of these, I'll read this PSA here. This PSA is a little outdated, but let's go for it. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, well, the thing is...
That was our first PSA ever.
Yes, and we can't discuss this further because one of the rules of this radio station is that drugs, alcohol, and the like cannot be discussed. So we will leave.
What? Why is that one of the rules?
Just smile and wave.
Smile and wave, boys. They just say you're not allowed to talk about drugs, alcohol, or...
But we
maybe,
have just...
Maybe not.
They're talking about drugs.
Well, maybe from a educational point of view, you can talk about, hey, don't do drugs. But...
True. With the negative, you can...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, Catherine, yeah. Thank you again for calling in. It means a lot to us. We oh wow, look at that. We only have 15 minutes left.
Time flies by when you're playing music.
Yeah. But thank you. Do you have any last words or departing pieces of knowledge?
Closing remarks?
Any closing remarks?
Everybody get out to the polls and vote for Bernie Sanders 2020.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Catherine, you broke literally one of the...
the platinum rule.
All right. Well, that was Catherine Graham, twin of James Graham, one half of this super smash hit radio station show, Simpology, which I'm just going to say that name a couple more times just so you associate that name with what
this
is currently
atrocity,
happening.
Atrocity of a radio show.
Yes, this... violation of every human right possible. Maybe we want to switch spots right now. You want to
figure
out
this switcheroo?
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we can play around with it. Let me. Let's.
I'll keep my mic on while you come around here.
All right. Yeah, we'll do a good switcheroo.
Yeah. So here, I'll turn your mic off. All right, now it's just me talking for a couple seconds, but now I shall pass the headphones.
Check. Mic, 1, 2, 3. Oh, wow, your audio is much louder in the seat. But,
I'm going to turn my mic on.
Turn your mic on, yeah, for sure.
All right, we have completed the switcheroo. One of many successes of the night.
So many successes of the night. Let's see.
James will probably figure out what's wrong in about 5 milliseconds, and I
definitely automation on.
Yes.
Did that do anything? Oh, see, yeah, we got it working. Let me I just figured this out. I am a god amongst
let's try our music. How about that? Let's switch it up a little.
Hold on, we're just gonna go silent for a second see if this I believe is RD. Yeah, we're gonna take a break from talking for a little bit. I think we might have some music coming on for the first time in
about
quite
30
a while.
Minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Take care. Figured out the aux. Let's give this a go and see if we can get something going.
Don't wait a minute. It's only a matter of time.
Working.
finally.
We finally got the Augsburg gate. Let's go, baby.
Time to mess this up.
W. All right, with a solid 7 minutes left.
Yes, with a solid 7 minutes. You know what? Let's go another hour. I
mean, nobody's on after us.
Nobody's on after us except my sanity is slowly slipping.
Very slow. I will enjoy.
Maybe we can bleed in a couple minutes. Just like,
yeah, of course. We can go over a little bit.
Yeah. They're gonna listen to this playing back the whole hour, and they're gonna be like, "All right, right there, that's the proof for kicking them out."
All right, well, enjoy our first song or second song from Aux, "Three Nights" by Dominique Fike.
Music, watching movies, talking to the walls in my room, walking through the halls in my head, just trying to make sure it all makes sense. I ain't made no money, maybe someday you can take it from me. I'm up too late thinking about you and MIA for
3 nights at the motel under street lights in the city of palms. Call me what you want, when you want, if you want, and you can call me names if you call me up. 3 nights at the motel.
Hello.
Oh. Bear with us, folks. We have another caller.
Can you hear me? Hello. Hello, who is this?
Are we getting anything, Tuna?
Can you hear?
I'm not hearing, unfortunately. We apologize, caller.
I can hear.
Oh, you can hear.
Yeah. Hello. This is Roy.
We're gonna let Tuna.
Mushroom Kha. Ani beseder. Ken, anachnu ba radio achshav. We are currently on the radio. Im lo shamata lifnei ze. Ad achshav ze haya kol kach garua. הכל קרה, הכל שהיה יכול לקרות, כאילו, רע, קרה.
I'm not hearing the call in, unfortunately. Oh, you know what? You might be on private.
Now you still.
There we go. I hear it now, yeah. Okay, now it's public, the phone call.
Okay, I think everything we just said up until now was not being able to be heard, but now everyone can hear you.
Okay. So now people can hear me?
Yes, the whole world.
Okay, so all the four people that listen to that.
Yes, basically. Toda, Roy. Thank you, Roy.
I'm just kidding.
How are you? How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. All the family are listening to you.
The whole family? Who is the whole family?
My family, Saben Safta, your dad, and we all listen to you. You just mentioned us a few weeks ago.
Yes.
You asked us, you didn't ask, but you said that you're going to call, so we call.
Okay, well, we're going to have to keep this call short because we're almost done. But next time it could be longer because next time we'll actually know how to work.
We apologize.
No problem.
By the way, Roy, Saba Safta Roy, this is my best friend James. Well, possibly best friend. Hopefully he can come visit the kibbutz sometime.
No problem. I'm here in the kibbutz, and we are waiting for you to just come and visit, and be very happy to continue to listen to you. And if you want, you can call. If you want, Saba will call you.
Oh, Saba, that's for next time. That's, we need a little more preparation.
Okay, till now.
Love you.
Great to hear you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go back to the music for a sec.
Yeah.
By the way, you're currently listening to 91.5 WMFO. This is James Grant, or this is Yonatan Margalit. Now you say this is James Grant.
And this is James Grant.
And this is Simpology. So.